pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let's do a quick roll call. Chief Schwinn is here. Mr. Chiotti.
Here.
Trustee Kunze here. Trustee Oberle.
Here.
Trustee Duffy.
Here.
Fiscal Officer, Mr. O'Keefe. All right. And Sean Bailout's here as well. We're going to roll through our beginning of the year motions and get through all these. So we'll start off with the board chair appointment. I'm soliciting any nominations for this, for the 2019 year.
I nominate Laura Kunze as board chair.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, I nominate Laura.
And the question, the question is, can we just do all these at once and just keep them the same?
Do we have any changes to recommend?
I don't want any changes.
The only new one would be the
fire department.
It's about fourth one down on the first page.
Because I don't think we ever nominated a new liaison. I mean, I was the acting one,
okay.
We never made it an official nomination.
How about I nominate that we keep all the other ones consistent the way they are? Because I think it's working well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, okay. What about the fire? Would that be logical?
Make that consistent.
Okay. Absolutely.
Liaison.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your motion. I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, that didn't take 10 minutes.
Look at that.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay. Efficient. No drama.
So we have a few resolutions to get through as well. The first one is the 2019A appointments designations. Let's see.
Madam Chair, this is your standard list of what business do we do business with,
okay.
You know, our handymans, our depositories. It's more informational.
Okay. Are there any changes to recommend?
There will be changes during the year.
Okay.
But it does at least set the standard what we start out in the year.
Okay.
And, yeah, we can amend it.
You can amend it, sure.
Okay. Someone like to move that we accept the resolution as written?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next one is 102-2019B, elected official compensation. Do we move to decide on that, or is that something we'd like to table?
I think there was a law change recently, so I think we need to understand it more before we can always act on it in the next meeting.
Yeah,
because I don't feel like I understand it enough.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we will table that.
Yeah.
Table. Resolution 0102-2019C, movement of appropriations within the same fund.
This is the normal one. If I have, for example, if I have a BWC payment that I've already made in the year and I have to make a payment to Caseworks, which I just did in December, who handles our cases, and if I'm short in that, I'll pull some money out of something in the general fund and pay the bill.
Okay. All right, do we have a motion to...
And all those transfers are recorded in the UN and reviewed by the auditors.
Okay.
I'll move resolution C.
I will second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, 102-2019D, establishing the per diem rate lodging mileage reimbursement for township personnel. Any questions on that one? We don't know what the rate's going to be.
Have anyone that goes out of state or travels in state, it sets a standard what they'll be reimbursed at.
Okay.
And we use what the federal...
Use the federal for out of state and in state. We use office management budget down the state.
Okay.
Don't they to have traveled so far before the per diem kicks in, 25 miles 50, I thought, I'm just asking, I don't know.
I don't know what that rule is, so. What it says.
What if you're using your personal vehicle?
Okay. Do we have a motion for this resolution?
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Okay.
All righty. Resolution 01-02-2019-E, to reemploy the township employees.
This looks like a good one.
Do we have any changes for anyone to propose or any concerns or discussion? Is that a concern or are you okay?
I think kind of like the first, I think it's all good, right? Keep it the same.
All yeah. right.
Yeah, you hold your breath though until you look at it.
Wow. Okay, well, do we have a motion to accept and pass this resolution as well?
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh my gosh, how many of these do we have? Okay, resolution 01-02-2019-F.
Imagine if we'd done all the other ones individually.
Yeah, so
well,
fiscal
that's
officer.
That's an important one there, too.
Can request advance on all funds as they become available for the tax year?
In order to get tax advances, I have to have the resolution approved, and this request will be undated until we request them, and then I just put the date in, and we email both documents down to Carrie Ritchie, and then we get our. But you have to send it in by Thursday of the week before in order to get money.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve resolution F in this case?
So moved.
Okay. I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. All right. Are we done with those?
Did it.
Good Lord. Okay.
That's a record.
All right, we have a guest speaker. Do we want to approve? Let's approve the agenda first. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I do have, I need to get a garage door work done down there at the shop. So I do have a quote on that.
Okay.
Like to...
Anything else?
Do we have a newsletter scheduled? Do we want to talk about that or do that at the next meeting?
I think we have that on for the next meeting.
Newsletter topic for the next meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I just looked at it the other yesterday. Very good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Fire Chief,
I'll
turn it over to you.
Well, thank you. I'll stand back here so I don't put my back to the Chief here.
That's a good idea.
We get
along. Never be too careful.
Spotted breakfast next time.
It's a deal. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to be here again tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here as a strong partner. I want to share a little bit of what's been going on in the Worthington Division of Fire and EMS and kind of recap a little bit about 2018, talk a little bit about 2019. So where we've been and where we're going. So this today actually marks the 366th day, I think it is, that I've been the fire chief. So. One full year now under my belt as the fire chief. During this 1 year, we've made several administrative changes. We hired in Assistant Chief Mark Zambito. I believe you all have met Chief Zambito. If you recall, he worked for us for a very long time and moved on to Upper Arlington, took a position there, and we were able to bring him back in. Recently, we had a retirement. Captain Jay Arnholt was 37 years with us. He retired this summer. And we just now finished up the promotional process and promoted Lieutenant Chris Craig to captain. So we're reforming and keeping that going with our leadership team. I've had the honor of promoting four lieutenants in this short amount of time, along with hiring an assistant chief and a captain. Matt Harding and Jim Wells, I think I might have mentioned that to you before. There are suppression lieutenants, and then Lieutenant Brad Dunn is prevention. You all have met him. My newest promotion is Pat Toole. When Lieutenant Craig moved up to captain, I had an opening for Lieutenant Toole. So we're now back up to full staff on our supervisory role and full staff. Very rarely that it happens, full staff on full time. Still working on trying to hire some more part-time folks in because we do carry between 12 and 16 part-time folks. So some of the projects that we've completed, we've upgraded all of our desktop computers this year. Started up an enhanced preventative maintenance program for all of our apparatus. So we have a fleet garage that does a lot of our work. But once a year now, we send every piece of our apparatus to Caterpillar, and they go through it top to bottom, front to back, and make sure that we're in tip-top shape. So that's a program that we put in place to make sure that we're response ready. And we've already reaped benefits from that with we're being proactive with preventative maintenance. We're not seeing what we were seeing on the back end for repairs already. So it's proven itself already. We, cancer prevention and cancer awareness is extremely, use the word volatile in fire service right now. It's a very important topic. We actually have one of our firefighters that has cancer. And so one of the initiatives that we put in place is we installed a diesel exhaust contamination removal system. That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. What that is it's a ventilation system in the apparatus bay. So every time the fire truck turns on or an ambulance turns on, the system starts moving the air and moving any contaminants out. So it was a big project for us and an important project. We're slowly renovating office and living space. So the building was built in 1992, and there really has not been many updates. And so we're trying to slowly do that as funding permits us to do that. We've done some of the administrative offices. We're working on bunk rooms. We replaced a kitchen. We did our new training room. So slowly we're trying to get some things done with the building to keep the quality of life. Because, firefighters work 24-hour shift. It's their second home. Firefighters, because they work 24-hour shift, they're at work a third of their life. So most firefighters are at work more often than they're at home. Because during the day you're out doing things, but they're there. We've updated some of our water rescue equipment. Y'all know that we had a couple water rescue issues this year, and we've responded. We responded also to help other agencies. We've been up in Liberty Township twice recently in the last 30 days for some issues. Wow. So we've updated that equipment. And we've replaced various pieces of equipment that are aged, not working anymore, obsolete. One of the more notable ones is a new thermal imaging camera. And the thermal imaging camera is a technology that allows firefighters inside the building that we can find the hidden fire in walls and things like that. So we've ended the year. While I can't give you exact numbers at this point, because it's only the second, and I haven't run all the reports that I need to run, but we've topped about 3,300 EMS calls this year, and it'll be somewhere around 1,700 fire. And why is that question? And that's because of our reporting system, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. When we respond a medic and an engine on a particular medical call, somebody's having a chest pain, shortness of breath, seizure, a car accident, any of those life-threatening emergencies, we send our medic and the engine. Currently, we get two numbers for that. So the numbers are a little bit skewed, so I have to pull that second number out, and that's where I just haven't done all that work yet to get a really accurate reflection of the calls. So that kind of summarized 2018. What's on the horizon for 2019? More changes in leadership coming. I've got another senior captain retiring, probably in the third quarter this year. Captain Pat Mulligan's been with us for 30-plus years again. So we're losing top leadership, but we have solid upcoming leaders into the mix. So I'll be promoting another captain and another lieutenant this year. It's a lot of promotions in a short period of time, and then we'll be done for a while with that leadership team. Let's see. Recognizing that our data mining is poor, to use the word. Because I just can't pull the information out of the report. It seems, in 2019 now, it seems like I should be able to put into the computer and put in a specific address and say, how many times have we run to that address? Mm-hmm. And I cannot do that with the system that we're running. So, in 2019, one of our initiatives is we're going to be looking at reporting. So we're going to be looking at not only EMS, as we do, EMS reporting is very different than fire reporting. And because of the HIPAA laws, it can't intermix, so we have to have two different programs there. So that is the big initiative, one of the big initiatives that we're going to be looking at this year to find out, okay, is this the best software that we're using, or is there something else that we can do? The other part of that is quality assurance is extremely important for me and our medical director, Dr. Rudd. And so when we review the various EMS calls to make sure that we're providing the best possible care, we don't have a good way to feed that information back to the paramedics on the call. So that's kind of all puts that into the bucket there, and we said, okay, it's time to look at this and see what we can do better. And so that's one of our initiatives. We're implementing a new scheduling software system to replace an old one. We've been running this software program since the 90s. And as you know, technology has changed so much and scheduling has changed so much that the city moved to a different accounting system. So we're now going to be able to, instead of paper copies, again, in 2019, we are hand-doing payroll. And you feel that, you understand it. So we're going to be more electronic, more streamlined. So that's another initiative that we're about to ready to roll that one out. Mm-hmm. All of my supervisors and acting supervisors are going what's going through right now a refresher on what's called blue card training. So it's incident command and incident management training to make sure that we are making that our supervisors have the right tools to manage those incidents, honestly, and they're all very good. Just a chance to refresh everybody's memory and get everybody up to speed. One of the exciting things that we've just purchased, we haven't received it yet, is it's an EMS, Emergency Medical Systems simulator. It's a mannequin. So we're going to be able to do hands-on training with a mannequin that will interact with the paramedics. Start IVs on the mannequin, intubate. It will change the scenario that it's playing out based off of the treatment modalities. I'm very excited about that. So that gives us just that next level that we want to be at all times. We are in the process of, we're going to be buying a new paramedic unit, a new medic unit. My goal is to replace a unit every 3 years. So we replaced one in 2016. It came late. We're trying to stay on a 3-year. So I keep a medic unit primary first out for 3 years. It goes to secondary out for 3 years. And then it goes to reserve for 3 years because I have to have the 3 units. That's why the 3-year and we cycle them out. So we'll be buying a new paramedic unit this year. One of the biggest things facing us right now is dispatching. And I don't know if you've heard much about this or anything at all. So about 6 months ago, our dispatch center ran into personnel issues. They had people retire or go off sick. They lost about 50% of their full-time staff. And so that raised red flags for all of us. And we've been meeting and talking quite some time about what to do. So we are exploring, we being the city, are exploring whether we're going to maintain our own dispatch center or if we are going to consolidate. Now is the time to do that. They have not hired full-time people until the city makes this decision. They brought in other part-time people, so the staffing is up there, but it's an issue for us to address. If consolidation, it's likely going to be Northwest or NREC out of Dublin. And the reason is, and you probably know a lot more about this, so if I go wrong on this, please correct me, but there's two radio systems, the Coors radio system and the Marks radio system. And Columbus is on the Marks radio system, and Wellington, Dublin,
Hilliard,
Delaware are on the Coors system. So it makes logical sense to be really looking at Northwest versus somewhere else that's on the MARC system, because with the radios and the towers, we're part owner in that system. So it would be a very expensive venture if we were to move off the MARC system. So right now we're looking at all the components. We're looking at any building modifications. There will have to be some over the police department. There will have to be some slight modifications at the fire department if all this goes this way. And then waiting on that cost analysis to come back. So a lot of work has been done over the last 6 months. No decision's been made. It's not in front of the city council at this point. They are aware that we're looking at all of this. We don't have enough information for the city council to make a decision at this point. We do expect that to probably play out in the first quarter in 2019. How does that affect the township as far as fire and EMS response? It really doesn't. So if somebody has an emergency, they call 911. And right now, if you dial on your home phone, it goes to Worthington Dispatch. If we do switch and dial 911, it's just going to go over to Dublin or NREC. What it will do is actually improve cell phone. So right now, if there's a cell phone call, again, there's four or five primary answering.
Five right now.
Yeah, PCS, primary support. I'm sorry?
It's going to go down to three or four.
Yeah, so there's only five primary points to answer those cell phone calls. And for a while, our calls were going to Columbus and then it got handed off. Now they are already going to Dublin. So cell phone calls, there won't be another handoff. There's always a handoff unless it's you're receiving that cell phone call. So there'll be improvements there. But other than that, there won't be any changes that any of the residents would see. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
If I could add a couple of things to the cell phones right now, the texting availability, it's there, hasn't been announced regionally yet.
This month, correct? This month.
This month? They tried to do it a couple months ago, but it didn't work.
Yep.
So you're going to be able to text now. Wow. They will not be able to know where you are. Mm-hmm. So when you text, you're going to have to be able to tell people where you are, but you will be able to text.
That's great.
And I think the technology is evolving with that. Yes. Ultimately, they will be able to tell, but initially not. But I believe that's rolling out, scheduled to roll out in mid-January.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They want to do it a little earlier, but they had some glitches. Yeah. Now, the other thing, we talked about cores and about marks. Really, it means not really anything, because we can still talk to each other. They're compatible.
Right. It's really
we used to have cores when we were at Worthington. Now we're on the mark system because the city and the county's on it. But believe me, we can talk to him.
We talk to the officers on occasion.
So I just want to make sure you understand. It means nothing. It only means to who you're paying money to.
Yeah, and because where the mark system, I don't know as much about it. It's more of a subscription, I think, more to the marks. Where cores, it's ownership. Yeah. So the city of Worthington put a significant amount of money into that particular system.
Just that tower alone.
And can you track, will they be able to track cell phone locations exactly?
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, okay. Not initially. What's also coming is you'll be able to text, but then you'll also be able to, if somebody says, here's a picture of this person, they'll be able to send that to the police agency.
That's great.
I don't think that's going to roll out initially either,
not
but that
initially.
That is coming.
Okay, I heard delay the text, but I wasn't sure if they could track cell phones now or not.
Yeah, again, that's next generation 911. It's been in the works for a very long time, and it's coming. I just can't tell you when.
How many EMS runs in the unincorporated area of the township? Are you able to break it down by geography?
That's that manual breakdown that I have to do, so I don't have that information for you today.
Got it, okay. So that's part of the new system.
It is.
Are there a lot of different kinds of software out there for your reporting and things, or is it pretty limited?
There are. And I'm sure the chief can attest when it comes to his reporting, whether it's field reporting or camp management or the things that he has to deal with. I've got two separate systems.
Yeah.
Currently, we have one system. And I've been in the business for a couple years, and my experience is software in my world, they write very good software for EMS reporting and so-so software for fire, or very good for fire and so-so for EMS. So it could very well be that we go to two different software systems, but we just don't know that yet. We could end up staying with what we have. It could be that this is the best. But there are several options.
And the problem is, even when you get that software, because that's what we're running into right now, within 3 years, it's old, but you can't afford to go to the new software.
And you that's just got used to it. You just get used to how everything operates and then everything's all new.
We pay about a little over $14,000 a year for the use of that software. It's just not doing great for us. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Grant money used to pay for it, but grant money doesn't pay for it.
No, grant money, you all know, it's dwindling.
there an average time for responding to the unincorporated area that you set and
try to achieve? So response time average is one of those odd numbers that you come up with. So I can say, oh, I want our response time to be X. But there's different variables. What I like to look at is our turnout time, because that's what's really important, is how long it takes us to get out the door. From the time we get the call to the time we get out the door, I can't control traffic flow. I can't control when somebody slams on their brake in front of the fire truck or doesn't get out of the way. I can't control any of that. So I look more at takes us out the door. And our goal is 60 seconds, 90% of the time. That's our goal, to get out the door.
I can't do that.
And then there's times that you'll be coming back from somewhere and get a call, you're not even at the station. So that affects the time it gets
where
to
you
get
are.
Different
yeah.
places.
We could be up in the hills and have a call all the way down, well, right here. That's why I don't usually use total response time to the death. Good question.
Well, every time you guys come to my house, you've been there and I'm under 3 minutes, so.
I would
say you live real close.
That's why he's trying to improve his turnout time.
Thank you.
He also had the hotel that night.
The tornado hit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Sounds like you guys have some exciting things going on in 2019.
Exciting times. Great. Thank you.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Are there any resident comments for tonight or anything, topics? Just here to listen. Okay. Very good.
If I could add one thing, and what basically should pay us in the end of the year, we did this before, but we worked even harder on it. And we needed his help to do it. He initiated it also. That we try to make sure someone in our department is responding with his units to anything they go into the unincorporated there. It doesn't always work because we rely upon his communication center contacting Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Franklin County Sheriff's Office for dispatching us immediately. So sometimes there's some, but it wasn't working at all before. Now it's at least working, I think, most of the time.
Most of the time, I think.
Yeah. Good.
So we're usually aware when you're going. We may not be able to make a comment. We're involved in some of
the awareness.
Are you still doing it? Just one more question. I know. I just thought, I think last time you reported you were doing checks and replacing smoke detectors. Is that program still operational?
It is, actually. I talked to my prevention lieutenant this morning. He fielded a call from the Red Cross, and they're looking to start setting up things again for 2019. So we'll be getting back with you all.
Great.
Have more dates.
That could be a good newsletter article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we always, if somebody calls us, we will come over. If we can come over right then, we'll do it. Or we'll set an appointment and come over and take care of our smoke detectors. It doesn't have to wait for a smoke detector blitz.
Out the door within 60 seconds.
Maybe not for that.
And replace smoke detectors at least every 10 years?
So the battery-operated ones are supposed to be replaced at least every 10 years. Even your hardwired ones, there's a date on most of those as well. The newer technology coming out, though, that's kind of changing that game. And they're saying now that, well, these are going to be lifetime. So we'll see on that. I'm not sure whose lifetime they're going to be.
I'm not sure about that one.
If they didn't work and you died,
right. There you go. Expired. Right? Any other questions?
No.
Just teasing.
Thanks for that courtesy. Wait.
Updates on the water district. We have filed with the Court of Common Pleas to establish a water district in the Mount Air community. We're just waiting on a judge to be appointed and a hearing scheduled. In the meantime, we've still been working across our neighborhood to figure out who wants on the system, and so far we're at 55 yeses, 13 we have not heard from, and only 4 noes. So I gave a deadline. I did certified letters, paid for myself. Certified letters to everyone we hadn't heard from and gave them a January 7th deadline to give us a response one way or the other so that they can be included in the engineer drawings. Otherwise, you know, we just had to know what to plan for. Right. So there's only so many ways you can try to reach people, and right. I figured a certified letter, just done. Okay, so that we'll hopefully know more in the next couple weeks, but...
Will that affect engineering?
What? In terms of
if people don't want to be a part of it,
if we haven't heard if they want to or not, they don't know whether to include them in the cost estimates and some of the things that we need. Even in establishing the water district, Delco is going to have to do enough engineering work in order for them to have a good sense of scope. And so
I know they were trying to keep most stuff out of township right of way,
if at all possible. Right, I mean, either way. If they're, you know, Beach is a good example because right now we don't have our water system on Beach. So if a bunch of homes there we didn't hear from, they wouldn't know whether to include a main up Beach.
Right.
So in the cost estimates, we don't want to have them redo and add stuff later, and then these homes are back and forth trying to decide. We just needed to know. You know, people will still have the option to opt out as we get closer to knowing, but people are going to have to make that decision based on the cost that's shared across whoever's going to be on. And if someone late in the game says, oh, I want on, and we've already made these decisions, we can't keep going back and forth. So far, I mean, it's the only people who have said no have been because they either just dropped in a brand new well, they just paid for it, and they're like, it's good, or somebody who maybe doesn't like the idea of, you know, fluoride in their water or something like that. But I think the vast majority are going to end up being yeses. We have had very little negative anything about it, so... That's the funding. Like, once we get the water district established, the next thing is going after funding, and so I'm gonna schedule the next OWDA roundtable, which is I think in February, to go to and re-present the project we presented there a number of months ago, and just say, hey, this is where we are now. Continue to explore the funding options.
And hydrants, do they maintain their own hydrants?
That was going to be my
they
question.
Do. Now, officially, they're called flushing hydrants because of the capacity and everything. So we, you know, and when it comes down to the hearing, it might be helpful to have somebody from the fire department come, because part of what we have to do with the Court of Common Pleas is petition why we need to form a water district, and in part it's because this is the only way this project's going to happen, and it would benefit the community to have hydrants available, which we don't now.
Yeah, so that was going to be my question, if this was geared more towards domestic or domestic with fire protection, because that makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean,
and size and all that.
Delco can better answer that. I mean, initially they were talking about flushing hydrants, but as we've talked through maybe sizing up some of the lines in terms of, depends on where we connect as well. If that's something we could afford to do, we would prefer to do, you know, the whole deal, but I just don't know where that's going to land yet. So we'll probably get your input. Yeah, it could be because the size of the mains and then the amount of pressure that it requires for so long in order to work for fire suppression. I mean, even a flushing hydrant would do for a while. It's better than having nothing, but it wouldn't be quite the same.
I'm not familiar with that term, of a flushing hydrant.
It's to flush the lines. I think it probably falls just under the standard, but...
My guess is it's a hydrant at the end of the line because it'll be a dead-end main, and that's just a way to flush it and clean it out.
Right.
I think that would be what that means, but I don't know. I would just say that I'll be at your disposal.
That would be awesome, because we would like it to actually be certified.
If you want to help the project go along,
yep.
I could also stay away if you want me to. So
no, I want you front and center.
However you would like my help.
Whatever helps the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Very soon.
It's been a while since there was a fire, a bad one in Mount Air, but the last time there was one, they were trying to pump out of ponds.
That's hard.
You know, fillers and notwithstanding fish and crap and everything else. Plus, we have the developer threatening the watershed. So, you know, you got to look at those sides. We don't have good flow for the ponds to...
Right, and there's all that algae. Would probably be great at fire suppression.
No, the algae is not really the issue. It's the quantity of water coming through.
I agree, and I think one of the selling points for our neighborhood is to get on the system, to be able to get our homeowners' rates down, and obviously safety and everything should be key. But I don't want to lose that selling point, so we want to try to make sure that whatever Delco is able to do could service both needs. But I don't know yet where we are with that.
Okay.
maybe, I mean, Delco would know what the requirements are. I don't know them as well. I think it has to do with the amount of pressure for the length of time you can maintain it in order to meet that standard.
Right.
They provide
fire hydrants in some of the other communities
mm-hmm.
where there's Delco water.
Sure, yeah.
And to answer your question, Tom, we do have a specification for hydrants that we do want. We did run into that in Perry Township up in the hills with Aqua and putting in hydrants that did not meet our specs.
Actually, that was in our township.
Yeah, you had a couple in your township, but there was a lot more
that they put
in Perry, so we can get that fixed.
Okay, we'll get you involved early on.
With you if you get to that point with hydrants on the front of that, make sure that hydrants are
in. Absolutely.
Which was partially my fault, I assumed, when the county approved the plans that
you
they looked at.
You think that
those
they would
things.
Have checked that out?
Good timing that we had you.
Our hope, if we could get the funding secured, our hope would be in the next fiscal year to start the project. But if we can't get the funding secured by then we'd be filing for funding next year for the following fiscal year. So there's a lot of hurdles to clear between now and then, but it'll be a wonderful thing when we can get it to happen. So,
that'll be a great day.
OVC.
All right. No water report on OVC.
We did have the chief meet with them and make sure that everything was up. Chief Bailout, did you you met with the OVC people or looked over their plans and made sure that they were?
I'm going to look like I'm a fool, but OVC
Olentangy Valley Center.
Thank you.
Hills Market.
OVC. Yeah. I have a bit of a cold as well, so my hearing's bad. We have been talking with them on a regular basis, have looked at plans. Actually went over, my prevention lieutenant's been over to the site a couple times, even with the demolition, make sure that we still had access and things like that.
Great.
Good.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From an incentive standpoint, Worthington is expressed interest in the JED, Joint Economic Development District. Before they go to council, before Greeson moves forward with it, they've got some questions that are coming from their economic development department. We've requested those questions. Once we get them, we will get the answers from Continental. We also need to get a majority vote from the tenants. We need to get to 50%. We've asked Continental to make sure that they can get to that 50% before we move forward with this. They want us to move forward with the TIF, and we, express we're not going to move forward until we get the whole package. Mm-hmm. You know, that we get the guaranteed revenue to come in. So
is that 50% of existing tenants, or is that 50% of the amount of tenants they will eventually have?
Of existing and known tenants.
Okay.
Yeah. So they think they'll get to that 50%, and I think we should have this finalized within the next 2 months.
Okay.
Great.
Good. General fund sustainability.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of part of the JED, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of part of the JED. I think we, Mr. O'Keefe, I think, John, we're at 180,000 carryover.
188 carryover.
So we've got decent carryover into 2019. We will run out of revenue for the general fund if we don't fix it in the next year. So I think as part of the strategic plan, our other funds, our road department, our police department, other funds are doing very, very well. So I think we've got a lot of thoughts that we've talked about. Really, I think we've got to
start making decisions.
Yeah.
I think probably the next meeting or two, we need to knock through some of that. And my thought was to meet with the department heads and John, just kind of go back through, recompile where we are with some of the different decisions to look at, and then we need to schedule decisions to be made, because we can't keep kicking the can. And I mean, I think we've done well with what we've got, but we're going to run out, and we can't allow that to happen. None of it's easy, but we can't not make decisions. And there's some time factors in it. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so probably next meeting we need to hit that pretty hard, and I'll schedule to meet with you guys and talk a little bit further about where things are with you. So.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Okay, fiscal officer.
Good. I have a very short summary of issues for tonight. Items 1, 2, and 3, nothing to report. That's good. Item 4 on Boy Scouts, I sent that email out on the 20th where I had posed a question to the Franklin County prosecutors whether the township had a charter organization for the Boy Scouts, and they came back and said, no, under Ohio law, we do not have any authority whatsoever to enter into such agreement. So if the board wants, I'd be happy, I'm so happy, but I'll call the committee chair. Yeah, his name's Tom, Senator Tom. Very nice. Well, he mentioned they also had their feelers out to someone else. So, okay. We weren't the last call. BioGreen, again, and there comes up with their January offer. They offer a 12% discount off our lawn fertilizer program. If it's payments made of payment of $347.37 is made before February 15th.
And that pays for the year.
Cash accounts, cash discounts, 2%, trade uses 5%.
This lawn around here is bad for us.
A very good discount. Consensus from the board, I'll schedule. No objections?
What would happen if we didn't fertilize? The standard question.
You're definitely going to get more weeds and stuff.
Yeah, we'd
won't
love
be
it.
Quite as pretty the grass, but okay. Other than that, I don't know.
I leave that to Tom.
Well, we have till February 15th. Mm-hmm. I think in light of the general fund, do we just maybe we think about that? Not that we're
it's on the table.
Table. Okay. That's just my thought.
Yeah. I mean,
it's up to the board.
If we did it every other year, would it be that horrible? I don't fertilize at home.
I've got one of those push.
I have weeds, and I don't mind them because they stay green longer than the grass. But, I mean,
that is something that could be cut.
Okay. On to the next item. I did send the 2019 temporary budget approved by the board on December 12th, and the cash summary by fund for calendar year 2018 down to Carrie Ritchie at the Franklin County Budget Commission. She had sent out a reminder to all townships at the end of October. She wanted those things by the second, so she got it. On the real estate tax revenue, I haven't done any research. On the real estate parcels having local government codes of 255 and 475, and those are the ones that pay real estate taxes, $3,000 goes into the general fund. So there'll be a lot. But there's some odd ones. I think that's basically a annex in the Columbus. Didn't have a very good thing. So they're paying Columbus and our taxes. So. With that, I also just remember I didn't print off the minutes. So, no, I did send it out, but I will print off the minutes. So there's no questions. So. I'll leave you alone for a couple minutes.
All right. Police chief.
The first thing I have on the agenda is review of contracts for Franklin County Sheriff's Office Dispatching Service. It's a two-year contract. The cost goes raised 50 cents a dispatch call from $9.25 to $9.75. I do need to have all three employees plus the fiscal officer to sign the contracts if the trustees approve. Staying with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, otherwise we're going to have to find someone else to dispatch us. When we were in Worthington before, because they're on the course thing, it was quite expensive. And that's been, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? At that time, there was almost $27,000 a year, and it was going up 2% every year. And I can pull it off, I think, so far this year we paid $13,000.
Wow.
So it cut it more than in half. Mm-hmm. So I recommend we stay at the sheriff's office. But if the trustees do agree to the contract, then I do need everyone to sign. And then I'll go to the sheriff's, back to the sheriff for him to sign. Then we'll receive one of the copies back. The dispatch call is exactly that. It's ones that we are dispatched to. It doesn't count when week. It's a self-initiated, like a traffic stop. They don't charge us for that. And when the three officers respond to one call, it's still only one call. It's not three calls. Doesn't matter how many people apply. It's just $9.75.
Okay, so do we have a motion to renew the contract with an increase from $9.25 to $9.75 per call?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 Then the next thing I have is, once again, this is a, because after we went to the county, we got on their CASIS, the computer-aided dispatching system, and we also are on LEADS, which is a law enforcement automated data system. We were not on that before when we were where they did. But because of that, we have to have our computers in our cruisers. They have to be updated. I think you kept our quarterly. They can only be done by those who are companies that are authorized by the state and the federal government to do it because of the sensitive information on it. And in our area, there's only one company, and that's Kirsch Group Technology. And their annual contract is due. It's $1,225. It's over the $1,000 threshold for me to go ahead and authorize the check to be written. So I just need, and it hasn't gone up. It was the same last year.
Okay.
Same thing. So okay. I need the approval of the trustees to go ahead and pay that bill.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I have nothing else. Unless you want an update on the cruisers.
Sure.
They're in.
Good news.
Well, they're in. Matter of fact, you've signed a check there for them. And the cost has actually came down a little bit. the cost for just the cruiser now that I asked for was around $29,500. Anyway, it came down. I'm trying to find the total cost here, and I can't find it right now. But anyway, it came down a little bit, quite a bit actually. We spoke with them. We're going to trade the two older cruisers in. We're getting $4,500 per car. The light bars, they're old light bars, but they want the light bars to stay on them. But at the same time, they've agreed to sell us the extended warranty that we buy every year. And that's come down in price. It's 5 months, 100,000 miles, and that's $2,995.
5 months?
I'm sorry. 5 years, 100,000 miles. So the total bill was $55,777 for the two cruisers, but it was closer to $60,000 before.
How many years does it take us to put 100,000 miles on it? On the cruisers?
3 years.
3 years.
Okay. And we're keeping them 5 years. Yeah. Like these had 130,000 miles on. Most departments, most departments get rid of theirs before they get 100. And I'll take Clinton Township. They get rid of theirs when they got 60,000 miles on. They're selling them at $12,000 a piece.
Wow.
Because they're low mileage. Mm-hmm. Fire apparatuses are a little bit different, but I think they're like your car and your battalion chief's car is the same way. When you get up close to 100,000 miles, there's no trade-in value. They're pretty much wore out. And you guys drive a little bit. You're not every day the way you are, but you when you're on a run, you drive a little bit harder than what we do because you respond more on emergencies than we do. And so when you get up to that 60,000 miles, the price starts coming down. But the way our budget is, we have to keep them 5 years. So it gets, normally we have close to 150,000 miles on. At least you have about 130. So it takes us 5 years to get there. Then it takes us 3 years to get to.
I think you had said one time in the old days you would lease cars sometimes. Is there a price?
That was available. Mm-hmm. In 2013 that was still available. I don't know if that leasing is available anymore. we had it set up to do it in 2013 when we had to buy five.
Yeah.
And the fiscal officer at that time, not him, suggested that the trustees loan us the money to pay outright for them, saving that interest on the lease.
It
wasn't all that much. Personally, I would have preferred to at least do that time.
I mean, that's something I would think, if we could check on it every time, see if there's a cost break in even doing it that way, and then being able to upgrade them more often.
Well, what's the nice thing about leasing them is you lease it every 2 years, and you actually buy that old car back for a dollar.
Yeah.
Last time we looked into it was 2013, and we didn't look into it the last 2 times.
Okay. I'd be interested in
looking. I don't even know if that option is available. Do you know, Chief? Have you ever checked
in? I've never bought a police car, but I can tell you that in fire trucks and in the ambulances, we're actually looking at that now with this purchase of the ambulance. It a lot of times makes sense.
It turns out to be, a better deal overall, but I don't know. If Ford was the only one that did it. I didn't know about your car apparatus.
So. We get budgets are tight everywhere, and I try to get I'm driving a 10-year-old staff vehicle, and my assistant chief is as well. We try to get some replacements for that and looked in at leasing. So I think there are some leasing options available, at least for that. Mm-hmm. Or Tahoe, I don't know, on a patrol car.
It's not much different than what you do in your lease car. I think it's at a lower rate. Catholic government.
Right.
But what's important to us at the time is at the end of that lease term, 3 years, you used to be this way. They'd sell you that car back for a dollar, then you could go out and sell it.
Right. And then you've always got the upgraded, newer, especially with technology.
When I first came here, we did that.
Well, you don't turn them in. It's a little bit different from what your regular, at the end of your lease. You buy it out for a dollar.
Yeah, it's basically
and then
a lease.
Then you sell it on the general market.
But usually you're 3 years and he's going to be at 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
With technology,
we did that when I first
changing
came here.
As fast as it is, it's just nice to have the flexibility to constantly have newer cars.
Well, now keep in mind, you always have that monthly payment, so you had, and in 20, it would have been tight. But once again, when I first came here, we did that then because of the way the budgets were after that, we couldn't exactly do it that way.
Thanks, sir.
We'll look at it because we're going to have to order. If we stay on the replacement cycle, we're on that run time got back on to. We'll get beginning asking for at least one more this year, depending on how our money is. Possibly two more, then we'll definitely be back on our recycle program, and we'll see if that's in play.
Okay.
I just don't know if it is anymore or not.
Very good.
Thank you.
Tom.
That's all I have.
Okay. Go to the key door first, if you don't mind. Talked to you, I think, earlier about one of the sections of the garage door needed to be replaced, and then we've a couple of the receivers on the garage door openers have gone bad, and the remotes are all in really bad shape. I want to get those replaced, but had my key door come out, and to replace the bad door panel and redo the receivers and the transmitters. We're looking at
$21.52.
Yeah, $2,152.
Sorry, I put a period in there that wasn't supposed to be. That sounded awesome.
Yeah, I wish. So
that's the postage. Yeah.
But the one door at the end of the salt trucks are. That's where we do all the washing. It's on this one bay, and it's just rusted away to nothing. So we got to get it replaced. Not really a choice.
Yeah.
So
motion to
happy to move approval. Okay.
$2,152.
Yes.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed.
I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
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 You moved. She seconded.
Now, will that still be coming out of 18 budget?
19.
Okay.
Real.
Not a problem. Just wanted to make sure I looked the right numbers. Or for the purchase order for that. Thank you. And then had an employee, Marcus Rose, has done something to his knee. He hopped down off the back of the 550 dump truck. And I don't know what he did, but he can't put pressure on his knee. So he has been We did send him in for workers' comp claims and stuff. We're working through that. Just wasn't sure what you wanted to do. Right now, the doctor told him he wants him on it, but he told him not to come to work for 3 weeks. Marcus doesn't have sick leave for that. I know in the past, have we done injury leave for people?
Not if it's workers' comp. It's not injury leave. He's on your time.
Yeah. I've got work he can do if we can get the doctor to release him to come in. He's been coming in, but I said, if your doctor said no work, I can't have you here.
His doctor can specify light duty and what that means. We would need that in writing. Because just saying you can't work or you can work if you have a desk job or whatever, he just needs to be real specific.
Right, because we've got some computer work and stuff that he can do where he can sit at a desk and then get up and walk around as he needs to or whatever. But so I told him to get that from the doctor, and he put a call in today. So it's kind of a crazy accident. Nobody actually saw it happen. We were there. Mm-hmm. We heard him holler and turned around, and he said he couldn't move his knee and stuff.
Is he going to be okay? Do they think it's going
to
be okay?
Well, initially he went to St. Anne's, and they looked at it and told him to stay off of it and not put any pressure on it, and gave him a set of crutches and told him to go home and
ice it,
keep it elevated and stay, don't put any weight on it. Well, then when he went to the doctor, he says, no, that's the worst thing you could do. I want you walking on it.
Did they image it?
So he says, well, they did, and he wanted to re-image it, but he said, it's so swollen I can't even get a good image of it to see what's going on.
MRI?
Yeah.
They cut through swelling.
Well, that's just what he's told me that the doctors told him. So he wants to try to put pressure and stuff on it. But he said, you know, when he doesn't have a knee brace or something on it, his knee just wants to wobble at the top. So I don't know. I don't know. It was kind of strange. We've been doing that for years. I don't know. It's not like, you know. So I don't know.
Okay.
So trying to keep him. He's been coming around, keeping in contact and stuff. So I will. We're hoping that we can get him coming back in, because we got some computer work that he can do.
What documentation do we have currently from the doctor?
Just a letter saying that.
Off for three weeks. Okay.
That's all I have so far.
When I've done that in the past, I think I've done it several times in the past when I've been injured, our workers' comp, it's been a few years. And we made sure that the doctor put on there what they are allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, very specific.
That into the computer.
Yes.
And the fact they can drive back and forth to work.
Or get dropped off.
Or get dropped off. Because he may not be able to drive.
Yeah.
If he's on
pain meds.
And they haven't given him any driving. They didn't tell him he couldn't drive.
Well, I'm just saying, for your
sake.
Otherwise, you may want to make arrangements to bring him back and forth. I don't know that.
Yeah.
We did that for 3 days for someone who lived, just a mile away. Mm-hmm. Most of mine don't live that close. I'm just offering a suggestion.
Yeah.
That's all we had to
do.
And that was
you want to know if there's any accommodations that we would need to make for him to safely work, even on a computer, if he needs to stand every so often or take breaks every so often. They have to be really specific so that we're careful.
Yeah. Because he doesn't have the sick leave and stuff, and I know it hits our insurance a lot worse if he goes for lost wages.
I can look.
If he's off on workers' comp after so many days, then workers' comp pays for a certain percentage of the salary, correct?
Yes, they will. That hits you more on your insurance plan.
Yeah, I know.
We'll pay it back for certain premiums.
It's a catch-22.
Do we have a lot of I haven't been involved long enough. Do we have a lot of experience claims against our BWC, or is this one in a million? When's the last one we had?
Oh, gosh.
It's been a while.
Probably me. Maybe.
So
So he had Mayor Pete on a finger, Pete and Cuddy's finger, and then I slipped on a truck and banged my head and just got checked out. I was fine.
They told you that, huh?
You just kind of set it up.
They just said they couldn't help me. I don't know that on our end we really don't have very much very often at all.
That's good.
Usually something minor things, but it's been years since we've had someone off because of it. And I think Sharon Lee was the last one, and we were still at the old building when she slipped. Were you there when she slipped on that ice?
Okay, well, keep us updated on that.
Okay.
Anything I can do.
Okay, will do.
Exterior property maintenance.
No report.
Okay. That it? Seriously?
Good way to start the year. Efficient meeting.
All right, well, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting?
Those are the ones I've sent out on December 21st. I wrote it on the 14th, so I put down the 14th as the date. So Tom called in, I appreciate that.
So do we need to approve them as amended or regular?
No, that was 64.
That's 64, okay.
Unless you've got something new. Sharon Lee looked them over, she said she'd be back.
Well, if Sharon likes them, they're good. Mm-hmm. So do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 You'll lie. All right. Well, if there's nothing else for tonight, I guess, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor.
Oh.
No.
Absolutely. I just wanted to mention, we did get the signs from our sign grant that we were approved for.
Yeah.
So we finally did get all those signs. So we'll be working. We have to have them in by next August. So we do have new... We don't have street name signs. We'll have to purchase those, but we do have the stop signs, speed limit signs.
Are the new street name signs in the budget?
They will be, yeah. So, but I would like to replace that. What I want to do is put the stop sign and street sign post on one post, where a lot of the areas we've got separate posts for those.
Okay.
Trying to clean up some of the signage and make it a little bit nicer. So.
Very good.
Thanks, Tom.